Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 6th day of April, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us live in the last hour of the broadcast. We have our once-a-month visit with Mike Rivero, fellow GCN host, and he heads up WhatReallyHappened.com. He will be joining us coming up in the second hour today. Now, obviously, everyone is talking about WikiLeaks and the video released that was shot live from an Apache gunship in 2007 in Iraq, and it shows several Reuters reporters with video cameras walking around in a street, and the gunship opens up on them and kills them. One of them's crawling wounded. They make jokes about it and then fire into his body, killing him. Then a minivan pulls up. They clearly get out of the car. There's children in the car leaning out watching. They're getting one of the wounded people to put him into the vehicle, and they fire into the vehicle. Then about 10 minutes later, U.S. forces, ground forces, and Bradley show up and go over and get the wounded children and report back that they'd shot children. And you hear the Apache helicopter pilots say, well, they shouldn't have kids in a battle zone. You mean in the middle of a built-up city area, shouldn't have them in a battle zone, pulling up in a minivan to pick up dead and wounded reporters and put them in a car? And this speaks to the dehumanization of the military, how it's all just a big video game now. You notice the ground forces show up and actually have to look at the dead and dying people and the wounded children, and so they have empathy and began grabbing the children and trying to take them to get medical aid. The U.S. military then refused to give them medical aid, told the ground soldiers to basically just go dump them off at an Iraqi police barracks with a substandard care. But this is just par for the course, and of course, in the New York Times today, the Pentagon's now admitting they lied about massacres in Afghanistan. Well, they lied about killing Pat Tillman. That was a hit. He was writing letters back to his father, his mother, his brother, his family, saying, when I come home, I'm going to expose this war as a fraud. So they said, we got to kill this boy. He's been our poster child, but now he's not. We've got to get rid of him. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on record on MSNBC stating that this violated rules of engagement on multiple fronts, but especially once you had wounded on the ground. And you hear the military lying, saying, oh, look, they've got guns. They're picking up weapons as they pick up a person who's wounded, clearly. And so there they are framing them on the video, on the gun camera. This is reminiscent of cops caught on their own squad car video going, I'm going to frame this guy, okay? I'm going to give the signal. And they walk over and reach in their pocket and go, ooh, here are the drugs. And you see the whole thing on tape. But it's a video game. These guys are trying to show off and get the high score, like they're playing Galaga or something in 1986 at a pizza shop. This is not Galaga. This is not Space Invaders. This is not Zaxxon. This is not Doom. These are real people. And remember, most of these guys are going to be coming back here to the United States. They're going to be returning to the United States and becoming police officers. And I said that in a video that I shot last night when I first saw this footage. And I got very, very angry about it. I make that point. It's posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the video the Pentagon never wanted the public to see, that these guys are going to be cops coming back to the U.S., and lo and behold, there are cops in the comments posting, hey, what's the big deal? You're a traitor, Alex. This is great patriotism. There's people saying, I'm going to school to be a cop. First, I'm going to Iraq. I can't wait to run your life.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have multiple versions of the unedited 18-minute gun camera footage from Iraq. Now, YouTube has been flagging and pulling the videos. They have a little tattletale system where if someone says something is dangerous to the community or disturbing, it's erased. They always leave the videos of people sawing heads off up there, but the footage of them throwing puppies off cliffs, throwing hand grenades at dogs, shooting old dogs and laughing about it, killing children and laughing about it, sitting off the highways, randomly shooting up vehicles full of families and laughing as they fall out of the cars, wounded, dead, and dying. YouTube and other major video sites just keep snatching them down, pulling them down, blocking them from public view. We're trying to edit out all the cuss words and the GDs out of it, because it's got the mission controllers that are watching the gun footage back at the base, along with the pilots, just with a solid stream of cussing and laughing and enjoyment. People dead and dying, crawling around on the ground, vehicles running over their bodies, children being machine gunned with the troops laughing. Then ground troops show up and see the splattered children. And they report, we've got children that you've shot here. to which the pilot says they shouldn't be in a battle then. And that's, I've seen footage of police in Oregon and other states where you'll have a few thousand peaceful anti-war demonstrators at a permanent rally, and the cops will show up, run over and pepper spray into the baby carriage, into the stroller. And the parents say, why are you attacking the baby? And they say, listen, bleeper, you shouldn't bring a baby to a protest. See, it's always how it's your fault. And so a minivan pulls up minutes later, trying to pick up wounded people to put it in, take them to the hospital, Reuters reporters, and they open fire on the van. And then they say, well, it looks like there's a little bit of movement inside the van. They pound it full of high caliber rounds to where the van starts spinning and slams through a brick wall, but the children are still moving, so they open up on them again and are just giggling and laughing and enjoying it. It shows the bloodthirsty bloodlust. I mean, it's one thing if you've got to kill people, but it's the giggling, the demonic snickering, the incredibly unprofessional. And, of course, under the Geneva Convention, under the rules of war, as Tony Schaefer, a colonel, has already pointed out, who's been in combat in both these countries, that is a clear violation of the rules of engagement and their orders, that once people don't have weapons in their hands, which they never did, and once they're on the ground and wounded, or once an ambulance is there, you don't open fire on anyone trying to retrieve wounded. But they don't care. You got the little kids looking out the window when their dad pulls up and gets out to put the Reuters reporter in the car. And you can just see the little kids' faces. And I don't normally get so mad that I can't control myself. But last night, I'm up here working at about 6:30. And Jason Burmes comes in and says they've released the WikiLeaks video that WikiLeaks said the last 2 weeks they were going to start releasing gun camera footage from drones in Afghanistan and drones in Iraq and helicopters in both countries. And I went and I watched it. And when I saw the little kids looking out the window and I heard the helicopter pilot breathing heavy and smacking his lips and giggling psychopathically as he opens fire with the crosshairs right on the little children, I went ahead and started punching one of these heavy lockers we've got and bashed the whole door in. I was able to later fix part of it. Just because I had to let off some type of primitive steam at watching men 2 miles away in safety just laughing and giggling and snickering. And this is the Iraqis' country, even if these were, quote, insurgents. Well, I mean, what do you think our founding fathers were? We've gone there. We lied about WMDs. We've killed over a million of these people. We're in their nation, and you've got some reporters walking around with their Reuters video cameras, and you've got the military framing them saying, oh, yeah, that's clearly a gun. And then after they've shot them, after they've strafed them, they're clearly crawling around on the ground, and they say, oh, look, he's got a gun. He's firing at me. And you see in clear black and white that the guy is barely moving, dragging himself on the ground, and so they open fire on him again, which according to the rules of war, once somebody's down, you don't continue to shoot them, mainly because they want to be able to extract them and get intel from them. But it's like a video game to these people. And so there they are saying that they deserve what's happening to them. And then there's the aftermath. Michelle Malkin and others coming out defending all of this. And in the comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on the YouTube videos I've seen, I hear people attacking the video that Aaron Dykes and I put together last night where I intro it and we show tank drivers finding somebody getting wood out of a field for their fireplace to cook food. They say that's looting, so they shoot their car and laugh and then run over it with a tank like it's a monster truck rally, and they're all laughing, and they say that's what you get when you loot. We show footage of them showing throwing the puppy over the cliff, We show footage of contractors and troops where sitting off the side of a major highway, they're just randomly shooting up minivans and Mercedes, just randomly playing Elvis music, laughing and killing people like it's target practice. And in came the comments. You're a liar. It's been proven that's a fake puppy. Or how dare you say that these troops are coming home to be cops? I'm going in next month to be an MP so I can then be a police officer. What we're doing over there is good. You know, comments like this, and they do. They come back and there are rulers. They run our lives. Within 2 days of that puppy video coming out, now 2 years ago, the Pentagon confirmed that was their Marines and that disciplinary action was being taken. Because, see, it's easy to dehumanize the Hajis, as they're called, the brown people, the Arabs, the Muslims. They're all bad. They deserve to die. Nuke them, turn them into a glass parking lot. But everybody knows that little black and white puppy that the Marines psychopathically joke about killing, then they throw it off a 200-foot cliff and it dies. I mean, there's literally hundreds of these videos. And YouTube tries to slap them all down, but it's all over foreign television. The whole world is seeing this while we're in our little bubble over here. I mean, so many videos. If you just type into a search engine, U.S. troops killing animals. They're killing horses. They're killing dogs. They're killing sheep. They drive by and throw hand grenades at shepherds. And I mean, it's all funny. You got an old shepherd with sheep, you just drive by and throw a hand grenade out, it blows up and kills everybody, and it's funny. And then under the comment section on any of these videos, you got troops going, I love it. This is absolutely wonderful. Kill every one of those stinking people. But the dog video got people upset. The dog people was the dog footage was upsetting to people because humans have been dehumanized. We've seen millions of simulated murders in TV shows and dramas and movies. We've seen hundreds of thousands of tapes over the years of real people dying in car wrecks or being eaten by alligators or getting their heads chopped off or being shot. And so we have no empathy for our own species, but we haven't seen a lot of animals being killed. So we humanize the animal. And so there was all this big freak out over the puppy. So Paul Watson and I put together articles with dozens and dozens of videos of troops killing animals and laughing about it. An old dog with mange walks up begging for food to the troops, and they just sit there with a shotgun and blow its back legs off, and it's sitting there wallowing in pain, and they go, look at you, you pathetic, ugly dog. Now you're going to die. And they just walk up and shotgun it in the head, and you hear them going, In fact, call Paul Watson. I want him to find the videos. I'm sure whatever stories we've written, they've taken the videos down, so I'll have to find them. But over and over again, when they're just sitting on top of a roof and cars are driving by and they're shooting them and they'll blow somebody's head off, and then you'll hear them actually with demons entering their body and taking full control, you'll hear, oh, that's the good guys with the heavy metal music playing. And see, no, that's the sound of the good guys. That's the sound of the good guys. All this video of U.S. troops grab these Iraqi kids and they're beating them and they're beating them and they're beating them and they're beating them and beating them and beating them. And these troops are on top of this roof going, get him, get him. And then all of a sudden they go, I mean, I can't even make the sound. I'm trying to imitate it, but there's nothing like the real thing. And then this old dog walks up and they just, I mean, that's who we are. And they're all going to be cops running the FEMA camps, controlling, taking the property, high-fiving, just running everything. Drones attacking the American people, checkpoints, GPSing your door, just taking your daughters, whatever they want. It's their time now. Huge armies of darkness trained for pure evil, marching back into the United States, rotating new cadres of gang members and people into the Middle East, and then bringing them back here to rule over the American people. The great bloody lust, the great feast, everything. We're going to come back and play you some of the audio with the excised cuss words out. And we've got audio and the video while it's still up there at InfoWars.com where they're laughing about the kids going, shouldn't bring kids to a war zone.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Roger that. We have no personnel east of our position, so you are free to engage. Over.
Fire.
Light them all up.
002 traffic 260.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger. Keep shoot. Keep shoot. Roger.
Got him.
6 is a 2-6. We're mobile. We got
30. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I'm always on.
Bypass.
You got him? All right. Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
All right, we got about 8 individuals.
Yeah, we got one guy crawling around down there, but we got definitely got some. We're shooting some more.
Got it. shoot.
Thank you.
It's 1-8. We also have one individual appears to be wounded, trying to crawl away.
No, we won't shoot anymore. He's getting up.
If he has a weapon though, in his hand?
No, I haven't seen one yet.
So you guys got that guy crawling right now on the curb?
Yeah, I got him. I put two rounds in here, and you guys are shooting over there too, so we'll see.
Yeah, roger.
I got you to pick up a weapon.
This is 2-6, roger. I'll pop flares. We also have one individual moving. We're looking for weapons. If we see a weapon, we're going to engage. Now, Bushmaster, we have a van that's approaching and picking up the bodies. Roger. Break. Crazy Horse 1-8, request permission to engage.
I'm picking up the wounded. Yeah, we're trying to get permission to engage. Come on, let us shoot. We're taking them.
Bushmaster 7, roger. This is Bushmaster 7, roger, engage.
1-8, engage. Clear.
Come on.
Clear. Clear.
Warren. Oh yeah, look at that, right through the windshield. I just drove over a body.
Number 5-2, report for each change on 4.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rough to mile.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
It's their fault. So the ground troops show up and see it's a bunch of dead civilians and no weapons. And two little girls splattered. And you see the troops grab the children up and start running away with them. And they say, hey, we need medical support here. By the way, the medical support didn't come. They said, nope, you're not taking them to our base. You're not taking them to a U.S. hospital. You take them to the Iraqi police station. You can go to Infowars.com and watch the unedited video. And I see comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on our YouTube postings. It's the minority, but they're there saying, how dare you talk bad about our troops? This is war. What do you think it is? So I guess then when other governments kill women and children, it's okay. I guess then that there's laws against this, that's bad. I guess the rape rooms at Abu Ghraib are good, too. And I guess we're there liberating the Iraqis. I guess we're there to help them, right? You know, they had a 300,000-man army in 2003, and our military says they went around their army and only killed a small percentage. So how is it over a dead million Iraqis? And why is it so funny? And why do people deny that the puppy throwing is fake when here's CNN, puppy throwing Marine is removed from the Corps? A U.S. Marine videotaped throwing a puppy over a cliff while on patrol in Iraq has been kicked out of the Corps, and a second Marine involved has been disciplined according to statements released by the Marines. This is from 2 years ago, but they have their psyops all over my site saying it wasn't real. They know full well the dog was real and that we don't have any human empathy for our fellow man anymore. Here's the puppy clip.
Cute little puppy.
So cute little puppy.
That's mean. How's mean with our...
That's mean. They just want to kill. And when they're back on your streets as cops, I've seen statistics as high as 81% of new police that the government recruits are veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, many of them aren't psychopathic, deranged, bloodthirsty demons, but many of them are. And that's why we see them shooting people in the back, beating women, tasering pregnant women. It is a culture of waging war. And now law enforcement is paramilitary. What's the military do? They kill people, they break things, they go after enemies. And there's always been atrocities in war. But if you study what our military's become, it's one of the most vicious and abusive and psychopathic. I mean, they paint 666 on their tanks and helicopters. They hang human skulls off of them. I will assure you that our military didn't do that under George Washington. And our military didn't do that in World War II. They're turning into demons, and it's being encouraged, and they're going to be put over us to control our lives.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Fooch Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Jesse Ventura will be joining us live in the last hour today. Mike Rivero coming up in about 27 minutes from now in the second hour. We'll simulcast 3 hours of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv, the second, third, and fourth hour today. Look, here's the deal. I don't like bashing the military. I have seen countless videos of the troops engaging in cold-blooded murder, abuse of animals. The Army's own report on torture admits that we were shown the mild photos. There are thousands of photos and videos from Abu Ghraib and other camps with them raping children with battery acid. And I can't even tell you more. You have to read the report for yourself. They do satanic rituals, according to mainstream newspapers, to freak out the Muslims. It's not to freak them out. This is what the psychiatrist at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay like. It has been confirmed for 5 years that they bring in hookers who are menstruating to... in fact, I'm going to just stop there, okay? They put them on PCP, LSD. They dress up in devil outfits. And it is meant to just completely blow these people's minds. And then they break some of them, make them double agents, re-release them, and have them go out and carry out terror attacks. In fact, the Pentagon admitted a few years ago that Camp X-Ray, and of course that's just a public site, they have hundreds of black sites that have been confirmed around the world, are actually mind-controlled laboratories. And it's not just mind-controlling those they're torturing. It's mind-controlling the psychologist, the psychiatrist, and the jail guards to see if they will do these types of things. What do you think the Pentagon does when, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, until today, we'll put troops, our own troops, in a chamber and tell them they're going to have the flu tested on them and then nerve gas them, and then they dissect their bodies and tell their families they died of the flu? That's part of Project Shad. So this is a culture of psychopathic abuse. And I want to remind the military, the federal government is announcing they want to make you buy your own health insurance and not even pay for your VA care. They have put hundreds of thousands of veterans on PTSD list. No judge, no jury, no trial. Violates the Second Amendment. There is no law that they can ban your Second Amendment. But now that they have the NICS system, that's a database. They just do it by fiat. And now the White House is saying anybody we don't like we'll put on the no-gun-buy list. It's the no-fly, no-buy law. But they're already implementing it by fiat without a law. And remember the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that we broke here last year that we talked so much about? It says returning veterans are the number one threat to Homeland Security. They mean returning veterans that are pro-Second Amendment, anti-New World Order. They love the types that they've psychologically profiled that are psychopathic killers. But the troops that did their job and didn't violate their code, and that's why they have questionnaires. Will you fire on U.S. citizens? And that's been put in the database. If you say no, then suddenly you get put on the no-fly, no-buy list. You get targeted. You get followed. But if you're just a little psychopathic killer, they recruit you into the police departments via Homeland Security. In fact, Jaron, yesterday you showed me that ad, that Homeland Security ad, saying, become part of Homeland Security. Be a security guard. Be a police officer. Be a everything's Homeland Security now. And so you wonder how at the G20 in Pittsburgh last year, and this is in the film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, how they could have police with women coming out of grocery stores with bags, and they say, no one allowed on the streets. And the women say, officer, it's old women, I'm just going to my car, and they release the police dog on them. You wonder why that's going on. You wonder why they were out at night going into the universities where they knew people would be outside in the park, and they would say, you're not allowed to be anywhere on the streets during the G20, and the kids would try to run, but they had them boxed in, and they would physically attack them three nights in a row. They wanted to attack. They wanted to engage. They wanted to fire rubber bullets. They wanted to fire microwave guns. They wanted to fire sound cannons. And then the video got released, multiple angles, of a Champaign police sedan, LTD, pulling up, jumping out, grabbing a demonstrator, shoving him in the car, and driving away. And it was on Drudge. It was everywhere. And then the neocons put out reports saying, this isn't real. And then the G20 came out the next day and said, well, no, it is real. Those were private security forces hired by us in military uniforms. So even worse, just unnamed contractors driving around, snatching and grabbing citizens, cramming them into cars, disappearing. And black sites all over the world where they're torturing people and flying Americans out. And now the news openly announcing they're doing this. And they have the Belligerent Act saying for any intelligence purpose or any reason dictated by the president, U.S. citizens can be grabbed and taken away. We were the greatest nation on earth. Now we have been turned into a country filled with corrupt, piratical hitmen who work for the offshore banks. It's the enjoyment of the murder of children and women and unarmed men and animals. It's the enjoyment, the giggling, the snickering, the laughing. It's the dehumanization as we're trained that our fellow man are worse than pond scum. And as the troops themselves are dehumanized and turned into animals. This will and is already coming back on us. This has scientifically been set up to create huge armies of sadistic, psychopath, bloodlusting murderers. The loss of our soul really began with the Native Americans because, oh, they're a group different from us, so we can round them up, we can kill them, we can starve them to death, we can mow down men, women, and children at wounded knee. Then it expanded. Oh, the Japanese attacked us. They're trying to surrender for a month. We're going to drop two A-bombs on civilian cities. Then Curtis LeMay wanted to nuke the Russians. Remember Dresden, 500,000 plus people died in one night when they firebombed the city with incendiary bombs. Over 1,000 U.S. aircraft bombed it. Over 500,000 people died. And folks say, oh, well, you know, Hitler attacked us. The Germans deserve that. Really? Hitler, for the first 4 months of the Blitzkrieg, wouldn't even bomb cities. Not saying Hitler was good, but that had never really before been done. Carpet bombing of cities. And then the U.S.-backed British, with aircraft we'd given them, flew missions with over 500 aircraft to carpet bomb. This is mainline history. To carpet bomb Berlin and other cities to get Hitler. Churchill, this is how cold-blooded Churchill was. Churchill knew that he would get more political support if Hitler targeted cities, that it would anger the British. And so they ran a mission to bomb Berlin to get Hitler to target British cities. And another reason was Hitler was starting to knock out the RAF bases and the military bases, and they wanted him to shift onto the cities so that they wouldn't have their military destroyed. Very cold-blooded, but the calculation works. So get yourself into the mindset of Churchill wanting Hitler to bomb British cities to get the British anger going, and ask yourself, would our military stage 9/11 to get their Project for New American Century launched? Well, they wrote that they would stage attacks, that they needed attacks. Bezinga Brzezinski, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, they all wrote books, all wrote publications in the years before bragging about it. The Hart-Rubin Commission, I have video clips of them saying, we needed a new Pearl Harbor and we got one. We're going to make lemons, lemonade out of these lemons. But the bigger issue here, the large issue, is that you have all these neocon publications that Paul Watson's linked to in his article, Neocons Defend Massacre of Iraqi Journalist Children, defending it, saying it's good. Remember 4 or 5 months after 9/11 in early 2002, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, the Washington Post article, they had the CIA section chief for the Middle East saying, yeah, we take people's children and we torture them in front of them at secret sites in Jordan and in Egypt and in other nations. See, they thought they had you scared, angry, ready to do anything. So at that time, Rumsfeld got up and gave speeches about taking the gloves off and torturing people. And they said, yeah, we're torturing kids. And yeah, and DynCorp is grabbing some other kids when they're in other countries that aren't related. But hey, that's part of it. It's a war. We like to sell the kids. Oh, yeah, that's Chicago Tribune. No, the truth is all of us are seen as worthless. All of us are seen as trash. All of us are seen as filth, and these top psychopaths launch these wars, not just to get oil and weapon sales, but to create armies of ruthless killers who aren't going to come back and found the Hell's Angels. They're not going to come back and found the Mongols. You know, the roughest, toughest biker gangs were just veterans who came back and were ruthless and were screwed up. And they said, why don't I run some hookers and run some drugs, and I'll kill anybody gets in my way. I want to die anyways. Well, now your former psycho killer military people, they don't become Hell's Angels. They don't become Mongols. They become APD, Austin Police Department. They become LAPD. They become NYPD. They become Miami PD. They become Houston PD. and they run our lives. They become FBI. And to them, killing somebody is like wiping dog crap off their feet, excuse me. You are seen as scum, as trash, as dehumanized filth. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play the puppy murder video. I'm going to play U.S. troops running over a family's car for no reason. I'm going to play, I'm sure Watson's found it by now. Is Watson the master of finding everything? Has he sent you the footage of the guy going, there's two of them. Search engine the term U.S. troops beat Iraqi youth or children. That's got guys making the demon noises. You did find that. Oh, he sent you a bunch. Good. Yeah, but Watson can just research under the same names if they've been pulled. They're always pulling them. It's like whack-a-mole. I want the ones where the old mangy dog walks up to the camp just wanting some beanie weenies or something. And they're so dehumanized. These troops are such demon-possessed husk of humans. Oh, you can't demonize that dog and call it a Hodge, can you? You can't call it a raghead dog. That's why people do get mad at these. They always pull these. And the dog walks over and they say, "You want some food? You pathetic, ugly piece of garbage. You pathetic, sickening piece of filth. Have this." And they shotgun its back legs and it's sitting there. And they go, "Oh, you're in pain now, you pathetic piece of filth." And they kill it. See, it always takes more to get them excited. They'd already killed countless children or countless women. They'd already sat on the side of the road shooting innocent people. That didn't get them off anymore. So they always, like demons, like torturers, like Joseph Mengele in a dungeon, have to lean over the wounded creature and just extract the satanic power from its pain. It's just entertainment. You drive by in northern Iraq, a Kurd, he's even your ally. Doesn't matter. He's out there with sheep. He works for a living. He's out there tending the sheep. They just throw a hand grenade out of the Humvee. It blows up in the middle of the sheep and the man, and they all just laugh. That guy was worth just a laugh. His life, his family, his children, his wife, his home, his sheep, his little life. It meant nothing to those guys, and they're all going to be police officers, and they're going to be pulling your wife over. They're going to be pulling your daughter over, and nobody's going to bring them to justice. And they're going to be part of the SWAT teams that come for your guns. They're going to be the people that come when the environmentalists are taking your ranch and farm. They're going to be there. And if you dare lift a hand or you even speak to them, you even argue with them, they're going to take a rifle butt and knock your teeth out and drag your wife in the back and have their way with her. I've got three articles today of cops kidnapping people, raping them, holding them for ransom, robbing banks. I never even cover this stuff. Did you know maybe one time out of 100 do I cover the news I have? Maybe I should just spend the whole show every day with the raping and the killing and the murdering and the cops killing their wives and killing their kids and the psychopathic murdering going on and a Delta Force unit coming home and three guys from their team murdering their wives and children and setting their houses on fire. And they reported in the newspaper when the cops pulled up to one Delta Force guy's house, he was flopping around on the ground foaming at the mouth. Somebody call an exorcist. I mean, what do you call that? Flopping around, foaming. This is what we've turned into, ladies and gentlemen. This is the demonic force being turned loose. We do have the demon guy, because you guys were nodding. There's hundreds. Well, then there's one specific. Well, there's two. Or they make the same demon noise. What? Oh, he's getting it. Good. I mean, look, listen, I want you to hear this. You can't just make this stuff up. And see, I'm the bad guy. I don't want the federal government to take your pension funds as they're now announcing they're going to do. That's bad. I don't want hundreds of toxic chemicals put in the water by design to sterilize all of us and give us cancer. I'm the bad one. I read mainstream news calling for world government, unelected world government, run our lives. I'm the bad guy because I'm against it. I'm against killing dogs and laughing about it and enjoying it and leering over it or laughing about dead children you've just machine gunned. I'm the bad man, not them. I'm against taking our troops and putting them in chambers and nerve gassing them to death. I am bad, not those nerve gassing them. Remember that. I'm the unpatriotic filth. I'm the unpatriotic garbage. I'm the evil one. Because if I teleported back to the Aztec kingdom 2,000 years ago in central Mexico today, and I said, don't sacrifice your children, don't tear your wife's heart out, don't go to the market and buy human flesh, this is dehumanizing, this is evil, they would look at me and say, you are crazy, because in our culture, this is normal. So see, I am the bad one. I would be bad in Nazi Germany, I would be bad in Soviet Russia, I would be bad in the Aztec kingdom, I would be bad. And we are all the bad people. You understand that now. This is now an inverse world. This is now the Antichrist playground, where death and destruction and murder and slaughter and torture and evil and abuse of children is good, and everything wholesome and decent is bad. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Yes! 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 No, oh, please! Don't hurt me! Right? Oh, you little f***! Shoot it off! You little f***! Die!
Remember, not the finish! Not the finish!
All right. Now, when we go live on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be showing these videos. So viewer discretion is advised. I'd say one of those children is no older than six. He's on the ground with blood pouring out of his mouth. They're stomping on his testicles. British troops have grabbed three or four Iraqi children, ages 12 to 6. They take them behind the perimeter wall. And the British troops are stomping on their testicles, stomping on their heads, beating them with batons. And U.S. troops are up on a wall just going, yes, oh. I mean, it's so demonic, I can't even do the voice. And every time they stomp their genitals, they just go, oh, yes. Oh, please. They enjoy the begging. That's like when Jeffrey Dahmer has some kid strapped down. He's like, oh, please, just keep begging. It's our country now. We're being turned loose. The gates of hell have been released. Our forces will be with you fully soon. The gate is now opening. Oh, glory. I love the power. We will rid your bodies, the black uniforms, the death camps that my master conjures in all nations, in all ages. Soon with the high-tech systems, our evil will be released at a level never before seen in human history. We plan to kill more than 80% of you, and the 20% we've told that we're not going to kill, we're going to kill later. Death and destruction and pain, nothing will be able to stop us. Oh, yes, it's so good. Play my brother now. Let us hear his victory dance, his orgy of pain. Hear him as the six-year-old is tortured. Play the clip. All right, we'll come back and play that later. This is the type of evil that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Oh, yes. You're going to get it. Yes. Naughty little boys. Yes. 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 Oh, please, don't hurt me. Right?
You little f***. Shoot an ass. You little f***. Die.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.